Andy's face. It's like a, you know, like a tea kettle lets out a little steam. I try to make a joke, right? I go, hey man, you're never gonna believe this, but I have a headlight out too. And he's just looking back at me, still chipper, just, why wouldn't I believe that, man? This is AutoZone, we'll get you a new headlight. I'm like, fuck, he didn't get my joke. Cut to a few minutes later, there's a part of the AutoZone experience where they go to a little computer and they type the make and model of your car in to see if that part's in their inventory or if they have to order that part for you. So a few minutes of silence has gone by, he's typing away. He's a slow typer, by the way. Eyepatch was a slow typer, which I don't believe in. One hand, you can be a slow typer. One eye, you should be typing as fast as the rest of us. It's true. You ever been hung over at work or in college, had to get something done? You'll close one eye to go one-dimensional on the subject, ease the headache a little bit, get the stuff done. This guy's been given the gift of extra focus. Anyway, a few minutes of silence has gone by. All of a sudden, he goes, hey, wait a second. Were you making a joke earlier about your headlight? Because I'm wearing an eye patch. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Something didn't settle right with this guy. He'd been thinking about it. So I tell him the truth. I go, yeah, man, I was making a joke. I found it to be too crazy of a coincidence that my headlight, your eye patch, I thought maybe you'd have a laugh. I'm a professional comedian. And that's when he got excited. More excited than before, even. He goes, oh, comedian, huh? Well, then I get to make fun of you back. I'm like, all right, didn't see this coming, but go right ahead. And without missing a beat, he goes, okay, you look like the kind of guy that would wear a sleeping hat to bed. That's what he said. And when he said that, I wasn't expecting anything brilliant, right? So nothing hit me. I'm just like, all right, I'll take the headlight. I bought the headlight. I go to my parking lot, their parking lot, fucking pop it in. Why would it be my parking lot, right? My parking lot is not in an AutoZone. I pop it in, I pull out of the parking lot, I'm 10 minutes into my drive home, and that's when it hits me that this fucker got me good. I do look like the kind of guy that would wear a sleeping hat to bed. You know that sad, droopy, depressing hat with a ball at the end that you've never seen anybody wear before in real life. But there's something about the way I look that says no matter how long of a day I've had, no matter how Tempur-Pedic my mattress may be, that I just can't fall asleep until that snug feeling of a sleeping hat's wrapped around my head. Something about the way I look that says I just got woken up in the middle of the 1930s and had to grab my lantern and go find the cat burglar that broke into my place, right? But what's crazy about the sleeping hat thing is that, you know, I've been doing stand-up a while and you try to make fun of yourself, and I never thought of the sleeping hat thing. Because no, this was told to me by a one-eyed guy at an AutoZone. In the end of that whole transaction, Eyepatch ended up hitting me with a 5-star roast joke with a 10-minute delay attached to the bottom of it. And sent me on my way. It's almost like he knew what he was doing. You know? It's almost like he was like, well, saw my headlights pull out, and he's just like, well, he's gonna feel the thunder of that in 9.5 minutes. Because you've never seen anybody wear a sleeping hat before. Right? Can you imagine finding out that you have a buddy that wears a sleeping hat to bed? You let a pal crash on your couch one night? You wake up to that debacle in the morning? Congratulations, you're an Instagram star. But I think that if you find out that you have a friend that wears a sleeping hat to bed, you should get to murder your friend. Ooh. Murder's a crazy subject, huh? Not often talked about in the comedy world. So let's do it. America loves murder. There's almost no movie or anything that doesn't involve one just to keep our attention. My favorite things to watch are like Forensic Files and First 48, those shows that really show you people that murdered somebody and they try to get away with it. It's so fun to watch. That's why they play all day back to back to back on channels that used to be news channels. It's because everybody wants to know if this guy got away with murder. Anyway, I've watched enough of them to where I know how to get away with murder now.